Thanks, Michael. Elka, did you want to?
No.
Okay, well, we're coming to a close. What we'd like to do now, if we could, is just go around the table. This isn't for board members, by the way, or staff, working group members. Just an opportunity to make any final comments to the boards, particularly given that we're going to be meeting this week on this very topic. If you have any last-minute comments, advice you'd like to make to us, then we'd be very happy to receive them. Let me start with Bill. Did you want to add a comment, David?
Yeah, I was just going to say, as we go around the table, certainly feel free to mention any closing remarks on the topics we have discussed today, but we also welcome if there's any issues we haven't touched on today that you'd like to give closing remarks on, either around some of the areas the boards have redeliberated, so around lease terms, inception commencement issues, or alternatively on anything that the boards have yet to get to in their redeliberations, which we touched on transition, but maybe some of the presentation disclosure issues. But with that,
and we've got to be out of here no later than 10 past, so make it sharp. Go for it, Bill.
I think the boards and staff have made excellent progress. There's a number of key decisions forthcoming on probably more so on the lessor side than the lessee side. I think the lessee key decision, how are you going to deal with the P&L side of a, other than finance lease. I'm a little concerned. I read most agenda, well, all the agenda papers on this and rhetoric and try to keep track of it. I'm wondering whether you can move from this stage to a final draft without circulating some re-exposure. And it's little things like the mining gentleman, I'm sorry, I forgot your name, won't allow a lessor on the property at any time. It's little things like that that I think everybody has the time to step back and look through it one last time. But just a thought.
Do you mean a full re-exposure, or do you mean this is like part of a targeted outreach or expanded?
Certainly the latter. I don't know if the former might not make sense. If you consider the lease accounting changes are significant enough, and the lessor side probably hasn't had as much play as the lessee side, I think it's something just to bear consideration too.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. Thomas?
I had more or less the same in mind, recognizing the big progresses. There are still very basic issues open, what we discussed today. And I find it very helpful for all the participants to have the chance, the opportunity to give a feedback on what you decide now in the upcoming weeks.
Rich?
Yeah. A couple of points. First, I would commend the boards and the staff for all their limited outreach activities. I think they've been very helpful, and hopefully you've gotten some good ideas out of them. But I would emphasize the word limited outreach or targeted outreach is very different than re-exposure. Lease accounting's taken a long time to get to where it is today, and you've been working on it for a couple of years here. I think that the boards would end up with a much better product if after these changes you re-exposed it for a period of time and got full participant input into the final standard. I can understand why there may be some concerns. Does that mean it's adding another year, another 2 years, or we'll never get done? No, I don't think so. I think that by the time you're done with this project, you'll have a fairly decent draft to get that input on to make sure that you're not fixing something 6 months after you've issued something final, which in my mindset, that wouldn't be the most effective form of standard setting. So I would encourage you to take that additional time.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with Rich. I think that there's a large population of people out there who really don't appreciate the impact to their business. And even within the retailing group, I think there's a lot of retailers who haven't probably paid as much attention to this as they will have hoped they had when a standard comes out. So I do worry about that. I also have, just from, I think, John's point earlier about the service elements, really important. I mean, even as I sit here and think about things that maybe I haven't thought about yet in terms of how they might apply to transactions I haven't really considered might be fall under this standard now. depending on what the outcome of that discussion is.
Mary?
Just a few thoughts. On the topic that was just discussed, no one can argue with prudence, making sure that if you put something out, it will be appropriately applied, in particular for this project that almost covers almost every single company that engages in any type of business. With this as a backdrop, I'm not sure that, and just on the point of limited outreach, I've been along with this project for a long period of time. I think the outreach was, at least from our perspective as a user, quite extensive and meaningful, and I commend the board for that. I wouldn't actually characterize it as limited, especially when I contrast it with other projects and in past history. The last point I wanted to make is associated with disclosure and information. Warren, you said earlier it's not part of our discussion today, which I recognize, but at the end of the day, some of the things that were discussed today are clearly indicative of different users or yearning different type of information. And at some point, regardless of what the outcome you're going to arrive at, I think you recognize today that there's other pieces of information going to be important. So it's called almost the inverse of what you end up with. Think about what other information people discussed here around the table, what type of information will not be provided, and could you compensate for that information in disclosure? It actually puts some tension away from contingent rents and other elements rather than you get a precision within the numbers. So I think the notion of disclosure and whether you can provide other information is important in thinking through the ultimate product that you want to put out. And actually also associated with transition, if you end up with perspective, is there any other information in disclosure that can compensate for a full retrospective analysis that could be conveyed to users? Thanks, Terry.
Mark?
I think I'd just like to say that I feel that the project is moving forward and in the right direction. And I think that, the boards and the staff have, since the comment letter period on the exposure draft, have taken a lot of the right decisions that needed to be taken. So again, I would commend you for that. There's a couple of issues that we haven't talked about. I have a little bit of an issue around one form of sale and leaseback, which is used notably in the UK as a route to title. A lessee may buy an object and then sell it immediately on. You buy something and then look for a lessor and then sell it to the lessor who's going to give him the lease. I think you need to look at that use of sale and lease back on a brand new asset as a sort of route to title. That's an issue which you haven't dealt with. I'm very pleased that you're trying to make the definition of control consistent between leases and revenue recognition, but looking at your summary of what's changed in revenue recognition, I think there are some words that have disappeared from there which were needed for the leasing standard. And those two are fairly small points, but I think they're indicative of something which I believe very strongly is that you do need to re-expose. You've made vast progress in a fairly short period of time. It's very hard work, even for working group members, to keep up with everything that's going on, to track the difference between what the staff is proposing and what the boards are actually deciding, because sometimes it's not exactly the same. That's why the boards are there. And so I think that re-exposure is essential. I don't think it's something that means that the project will go back 2 years or anything like that. But re-exposure of a revised project is going to give people time to pick up on the wording differences, like Kevin's thing on consent and so on. And I think you need a full re-exposure to all constituents to pick up on those things and make sure that what you produce is robust. But I don't think that needs to put the project back beyond the end of this year or maybe the very beginning of 2012. And I think out of it, you'll get a far better standard. And, this is not just the leasing industry trying to delay it further. I just think you'll get it much, much closer to a robust standard if you have another round of re-exposure.
Yeah. Kevin?
Supporting again the re-exposure, but one of the things in the current standard, rightly or wrongly, no one cared about service contracts and op leases, and probably there are service contracts that are included in op leases and whatever. So I think now that we will care, the information that's currently prepared on contractual commitments, on lease commitments, we should find some way of having the same type of disclosure in terms of those service contracts. We need to take the SEC's contractual commitments table in the MD&A and find some type of disclosure in that basis in here. Otherwise, we're going to lose half the information that EAR is after, because we've concluded their service contracts. He currently has it, and now it vanishes into the horizon. So it doesn't fit in the leases standard, but I don't know which standard it fits in, unless it goes into liabilities in a revision of 37.
Oh, well, we whizzed along with that one, didn't we?
That's why there's an opportunity.
John?
As with many people, I'd like to thank the boards for the opportunity to be here to be commenting, and also praise the hard work that everyone has done on the project. I think that as the project does move into its final stage, it's important to remember that a good standard is one that's operational, one that follows the economics of transactions as much as possible. When looking at leases, I find it necessary just to remind everyone that the average transaction size is very small. I mean, even the Equipment Leasing and Finance Association statistics, my business's statistics, GE statistics, the average transaction is $20,000, maybe $40,000 per schedule. These are not a lot of big assets, but a lot of small assets. There are some large assets, high monetary amount, but it's fundamentally a small ticket world we're dealing with, and people will have to build their transition plans around that. Regarding next steps, given the changes that are being made, I think it would be very useful if people got a chance to give the final, whatever it is to be, exposure draft, final standard, a good hard read. I don't, you know, whether it's through exposure or through some other mechanism, but people need to spend the time, take a look at it, and see if there's anything else there. Because in my organization, I try to keep up, but there's many people who know leasing as well who should also be reading it, and they aren't involved on a day-to-day. So we have to rope those people into the process. Again, thank you, and that's it.
Good. Thanks, Tim. George?
I'd like to thank the boards and staff especially for their understanding of the investment property business and how leases are accounted for, and how the decision that was reached in the exposure draft with respect to scoping out lessors of investment property carried at fair value. When I got involved in the international standards arena, I met with Warren McGregor and John Smith, and I said, how can we be effective? And they said, well, look, why don't you get a coalition put together, because we can't deal with a view of the Australian real estate group and the European real estate group and different positions. So we developed the coalition. We have seven organizations stretching from Australia and Japan to Brussels and through the U.S. and Canada. And we're of one view on fair value accounting, and my request is that the boards also come together on reporting investment property at fair value.
You've circled around there again. Well done.
Like everyone else, I'd like to thank the boards and staff for the tremendous progress which has been made since the exposure draft. We're heading certainly in the right direction. But also, as everyone has said around this table, there is a need to re-expose or at least have a wide circulation of the final draft of any standard, because whilst you can discuss these things over a table, when the final words come out, they may not properly reflect what's been discussed. There may be errors in there, which when you try and implement, find you have tremendous problems. And in the best world in the world, just half a dozen people, whatever it is, 20 people around here, looking at something will not pick everything up. It does need to have a very wide circulation. And finally, just on disclosures, could I just ask that we don't go overboard just because it is a lease, that we have no more disclosures than we would for a similar transaction. In other words, if you purchase something with a loan, it ought to have the similar sort of disclosures as if you acquire an asset under a finance lease.
And Bill, you have the last word?
I would also like to thank the board for allowing us the audience, and thank the board and staff for putting up with me. I also do want to commend the board because you and the staff for all the hard work that you've put into this project, and the fact that you truly did listen to us. It did take a while, but I do think that the project I do think the project just really needs some tweaks, some bigger than others, but I think we're really going in the right direction. I do second everyone's comment about re-exposure, because they're looking at where we are today. Of course, the board hasn't made some decisions yet, but there are major changes. We have reintroduced lessee classification. We really hadn't fleshed out lessor accounting, and we're reintroducing risks and rewards. So there are a lot of changes that contradict some of the basic reasons why the board entered into this project that I think require re-exposure. I do encourage the board to still seek out more and more information, and I know people in this room stand ready to help out. We didn't talk about floating rate leases, and I'd be happy to provide information on those. They're I think, a very minor part, so it shouldn't be too much of a concern, but I think the devil's in the details there. I do wonder about multiple element contracts defaulting to capitalizing the whole contract if there aren't observable markets. Why not default to treating it as a service contract, or at least allowing lessees and auditors to decide on reasonable estimates? So I had to get a couple of detailed points in there, but I do thank the board for the progress, and the staff for the progress, and giving us the audience that you've afforded us.
Thanks very much, Bill. Russ, did you just want to come in, follow?
Real quick question. A lot of you have raised a point about whether you call it a re-exposure or a staff draft, and we have a lot of tools in our arsenal to get a near final standard out there to input. How long do you think that should be outstanding so that we can get the input? Any ideas?
No. 2 months. A couple of months.
I think you gave 4 months for the exposure draft.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about 2 to 3 months? Is that what you're saying?
So I think that you can give a shorter period, because
2 months.
What you really want is everyone who responded to the exposure draft to respond to the revised exposure draft, but they shouldn't need as long to get there.
Okay. And especially if we put a something that showed this is where we're in the exposure draft, this is a kind of reconciliation of how we got to where we are. Might be helpful.
Okay, we need to bring this to a close. So thank you all very much for coming today and providing us with your input. It's very valuable, and we really appreciate the effort that you people put in. So thanks very much, and we look forward to your further involvement.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see some of you for dinner this evening. I think you've got details at 6 p.m. If anyone's interested in joining and hasn't got details, just come and find me, and I can provide you with details. Yes.